How do you deal with difficult people in a team? And how do you resolve conflicts? Really listen to your colleagues without interrupting or immediately judging them. Do not beat about the bush. Just put the elephant on the table. Put the problem on the table. Hello and welcome to our latest episode of the Lightwolf podcast. My name is Stefan. I am a leadership catalyst and your podcast host. Whether this is the X time or the first time, a warm welcome, and I'm so happy you're dialing in to this Lightwolf podcast today. Great you're here. This is the second episode of our new series about team leadership. Today, we are looking at a topic that affects many of us in our day-to-day work. Difficult personalities in the team and how to manage conflict. Last month, my team was booked for 3 different major projects, each of which was about using conflict constructively. At least it contained it as a part. Using conflict constructively and dealing effectively with difficult personalities. One situation centered around a large team and one important person right in the middle, who at times does not always consistently demonstrate constructive conflict behavior. You know what I mean. So how do you do it? How do you deal with difficult people in a team? And how do you resolve conflicts? A few ideas for you to consider. First, show understanding for difficult personalities and listen actively. In order to manage conflict effectively, it is a first important step to understand difficult personalities. These personalities can take many forms, from dominant and even aggressive team members to passive aggressive or extremely reserved colleagues. Often, this behavior results from stress or insecurity, anxiety, or different communication styles. It's just fascinating to see how many things influence you and me and any other human being on the planet to be unique and to be different. We should just be aware of it, respect it, and take some care of it, even if we perceive the other person as a so-called difficult personality. So it is really important that we first listen. We first get aware of their perspective and understand, is it stress? Is it insecurity? Is it anxiety? Just different preference. Even if we don't like the behavior of these people, a first effective step is often to show some understanding for their situation and their behavior. There will be a reason for it. And we are well advised to show some understanding for that. One of the things we should do in really dealing with difficult personalities in a team is active listening. The first step to conflict resolution is exactly that, active listening. Really listen to your colleagues without interrupting or immediately judging them. People often feel hurt and respected when they can share their own perspective. And just as often, this is the first step towards a good joint solution. Remember, the problem lies in the so-called difficult personality. The root cause of the problem also lies, at least in part, in this other person. The solution to the problem lies in the other person. And that is the reason why we need to listen. The problem, the root cause, and the solution, at least to a certain extent, are in the other person. And they can only come out of the other person if you ask good questions and really listen sincerely. Then both of you, you and the difficult personality, can be richly rewarded. So this is tip number one. Showing understanding of difficult personalities and active listening. Tip 2. Name the elephant in the room. Communicate clearly and directly. It's amazing when I think of our programs. I like visuals. I like visualizing central ideas, central topics, central solutions. And one of the things I often bring to our good to great programs, team effectiveness programs, often with leadership teams, often international or even global leadership teams, is Edgar the Elephant. Edgar the Elephant is my friend. And Edgar the Elephant is a wonderful symbol for a hidden conflict that wants to get out into the open, right? So clear and direct communication are key. Avoiding these problems and trying to cover up or beating around the bush just delays the conflict and typically makes it bigger and bigger. And the longer you wait, the more difficult it gets to solve. So do not beat around the bush. Just put the elephant on the table. Put the problem on the table. There is often this proverbial elephant in the room and nobody wants to see it. Everyone sees it, but everyone pretends that everything's fine and they don't see the elephant. This is also known as artificial harmony. People try to pretend to be in harmony, but it's artificial because it's a straight lie. Artificial harmony. Instead of this ignoring behavior, concerns and expectations should be expressed openly and honestly. Only when problems are out in the open, put on the table, can they even be resolved. So tip number two, name the elephant in the room. Communicate clearly and directly. And tip three, agree on signals and find a joint solution. Let me share an example of one of those good to great workshops we are doing more and more of. They aim at developing a team from good to great. So either from not being a team at all, from maybe being a working group to becoming a team in the first place, or if the team is already more advanced, then this program, based on data, based on interviews, based on a data-based, structured, sustainable process, helps this team to move from good to great in order to increase team productivity and trust in the team. Yeah. So it's not just a team-building thing that helps, but I think it doesn't last so long. I think it's more important to really build team productivity, and that is what good to great is all about. Just a few weeks ago, we had one particular one with a global leadership team, and where I think it was obvious that there was an elephant in the room and people needed a signal to communicate. So one leader, very strong personality, listened for long and then started talking. And the way he started talking was such that everyone else withdrew from the conversation and more or less just shut up and also shut down, right? And once I intervened and made that leader aware, he said, "Hey guys, if I harass you with my behavior, if I hurt you or step on your toes, then be aware that this is never my intent. And more importantly, just stop me and simply ask me, hey, team leader, what is your intention with that statement?" I think this is a powerful thing to do. And I was really impressed how this leader offered this, and not only offered, he asked his team members to just intervene if they feel hurt, if they feel ignored, if they feel harassed by this leader's behavior. So he asked them to intervene, pause him, stop him, and ask, "Hey, X, what is your intention with this statement?" Another idea could be that you just use a yellow card and you show that yellow card to this strong person in the room and ask another question. For example, "Hey, Do you know what effect your behavior is having on me right now? Yes, I know, it's a direct question. Maybe you hesitate. Maybe you want to do it in the break. But if not, if you agree all on this, send a signal. Maybe you show a yellow card and then ask, do you know what the effect of your behavior is on me right now? This will certainly stop and pause and make the other person reflect. That's a strong signal. And you're invited to agree on signals and then to use those signals. Find solutions together. Conflicts should not end in a power struggle. Try and find solutions together that are acceptable to everyone involved. This promotes cooperation and strengthens team spirit in your team. And finally, regular feedback. Give and receive constructive feedback on a regular basis. This helps you to recognize and solve minor problems at an early stage before they become bigger, before they escalate, and avoids many conflicts before they even arise. So these would be my three tips for you today. Three tips for dealing with difficult personalities in the team and for solving conflicts. Number one, show understanding for difficult personalities and listen actively. Tip two, name the elephant in the room. Communicate clearly and directly. Put your Edgar the elephant on the table. And tip number three, agree on signals. Find a joint solution. Encourage others to send signals to make you aware if you are the one tapping on other people's toes. Team conflict is inevitable and often productive. With the right strategies, it can be managed effectively and even used as an opportunity for growth and improvement. It can even strengthen relationship. I hope that today's tips will help you better understand difficult personalities and resolve conflicts constructively. Thank you for listening.